glad to be back. Carrying on, Leviticus chapter 24. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, "Command the sons of Israel, and they shall bring to you pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause a light to burn continually." That's cool. I've heard you can do that, make fire with olive oil. "Outside the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation, Aaron shall arrange it from evening until morning before Jehovah continually, a never-ending statute throughout your generations." Wow, I hope my generation wasn't part of that, because we certainly didn't do that. "He shall arrange the lamps on the pure lampstand before Jehovah continually. You shall take flour and shall bake 12 cakes with it. 2 tenths shall be the one cake. And you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, on the pure table before Jehovah. And you shall put pure frankincense on the row. And it shall be the bread of a memorial, a fire offering to Jehovah. On each Sabbath day he shall arrange it before Jehovah continually from the sons of Israel, a never-ending covenant. And it shall belong to Aaron and to his sons, and they shall eat it in the holy places." Or in the holy place. It says placia. I'm going to go with places, but... "And you'll eat it in the holy..." Yeah, it's placea. I'm going to think that it's... Because I think the S is right next to an A on the keyboard, but... Anyway, we're going to say places. "For it is most holy to him, from the fire offerings of Jehovah, a never-ending statute. And the son of an Israelite woman, and he a son of an Egyptian man, went out among the sons of Israel. And the son of the woman of Israel and a man of Israel struggled together in the camp. And the son of the woman of Israel blasphemed the name and cursed. And they brought him into Moses. And his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of..." Oh boy. "The daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan." I've heard of the tribe of Dan. All right. So there's a dude named Dibri there. He's got a daughter. She's got a foul mouth. "And they put him under guard, that it might be declared to them at the mouth of Jehovah." Wait, they put the dude under guard? Wasn't the woman the one going crazy? "And the son of the woman of Israel blasphemed..." Oh, the son! Oh, okay, okay, no. So it is him. It is him. Okay. Yep. Yep, there we go. That makes way more sense. "And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, bring out the reviler." Oh, yeah, reviler, okay. For some reason, my head stopped there, and I thought that was like the name of somebody, but the guy that reviled God or whatnot. "Bring out the reviler to the outside of..." "To the outside of the camp. And those who heard shall lay their hands on his head, and the congregation shall stone him." Ooh. Ooh. "And you shall say to the sons of Israel, saying, when any man curses his God, then he shall bear his sin. And he who blasphemes the name of Jehovah shall certainly be put to death. And the congregation shall certainly cast stones at him. As to the alien, so to a native, when he blasphemes the name, he is put to death." Well, that's in like no uncertain terms either. That's pretty, forthright there. Don't do that. "And a man, when he strikes the life from any man, he shall surely be put to death." Well, that's not exactly how it works now, but there's a matter of money that gets involved nowadays. Yeah, in some places it could be bloodlines that matter. Could alter this sequence from happening. Anywho, he should surely be put to death. "And he who smites an animal to death shall make it good, body for body." What does that mean? "And he who smites an animal to death shall make it good, body for body. And when a man causes a blemish in his neighbor, and he has done, so it shall be done to him." So that's like an eye for an eye, right? Oh, is it about to say that? It is, okay. It didn't give any clarity to that. I thought it would. Yeah, because you get put to death if you kill a man, but if you kill an animal, it doesn't even say Oh no, it says smite's an animal to death. I wonder what smite means. Does that mean like strike in anger? Is that different than just like putting one to sleep? Shall make it good. Body for body. I don't understand that. I hope there's another explanation for that or story that kind of explains that later in the book. So that'll come full circle. Yeah. As he has done, so it shall be done to him. Okay, so it says, break for break, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has caused a blemish in a man, so it shall be done to him. And he who smites an animal to death shall repay it. And he who smites a man to death shall be put to death. Oh, okay, so you can... There is a date, so you pay for the animal. Body for body, you have to replace the animal. That's what I'm guessing that means. And there's that spot. Much sooner than I thought, but okay. We'll take it. Where were we? Smites a man shall be put to death. Okay, one judgment shall be for you, whether an alien or a native, for I am Jehovah your God. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and they brought the reviler to the outside of the camp and stoned him with stones. And the sons of Israel did as Jehovah had commanded Moses. Damn. They straight killed the dude. So this next chapter, chapter 25, is a long chapter. It's actually longer than the last one that I thought was the longest. Sure, there'll be plenty more. You know, this is the longest chapters, but this is long. This takes up two of these pages, so I'm just going to shoot for it. All right, chapter 25. Jehovah spoke to Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak to the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, when you come into the land which I am giving to you, then the land shall keep a Sabbath to Jehovah. You shall sow your field 6 years, and you shall prune your vineyard 6 years, and shall gather its produce. And in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest to the land, a Sabbath to Jehovah. You shall not sow your field, and you shall not prune your vineyard. You shall not reap that which grows of itself of your harvest, and you shall not gather the grapes of your unkempt vine. It shall be a year of rest to the land. And the Sabbath of the land shall be good for you. Whoa, where did I get that? And the Sabbath of the land shall be to you for food. How does that work? To you, and to your male slave, and to your female slave, and to your hired one, and to your tenant, those who are living with you, and to your livestock, and to beast, which is in your land, all the produce of it shall be for food. Oh, okay, so you can eat it. You just can't, like, go out and harvest it and sell it. And so for the most part, it's got to just kind of fall back to the land, I'm guessing. And then after that, it, or you can eat? Let me just look at that again. it's got to be rest. And the Sabbath of the land be to you for food, to you and to your male slave and to your female slave and to your hired one and to your tenant. Yeah, and the Sabbath of the land shall be to you for food. To you and to... So everyone that lives on that land can eat of that food, but you're not supposed to, like, full-on harvest it. Maybe that just means you can pick from where it's growing, but not to... like, if you had corn, you wouldn't go and cut all the corn stalks down. You're just going to let them fall as they age. I'm guessing, anyway. That's how I'm interpreting that. And you shall number to yourself 7 Sabbaths of years, 7 years times 7, and all the days, so 7 times 7, 49, and all the days of the Sabbath, the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. I talk too much. And you shall cause an, alarum? Excuse me. It's A-L-A-R-U-M, so alarum. You shall cause an alarum, the ram's horn to pass over in the seventh month, in the tenth of the month, in the day of atonement shall pass over a ram's horn throughout all your land, and you shall make holy the 50th year, and you shall proclaim liberty in the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee, or a julilee. I wonder if that's supposed to say jubilee, but it's J-U-L-I-L-E-E. It shall be a jubilee to you. and you shall return every man to his possession. Yes, you shall turn back each to his family. Yeah, the very next one. It is a jubilee. So yeah, that's just a typo. It is a jubilee, the 50th year. It is a year to you. You shall not sow, nor reap that which grows of itself, nor gather from its unkempt vines. For it is a jubilee. It is holy to you. You shall eat its increase out of the field. In the year of jubilee, you shall return each one to his possession. In the year of the jubilee, shall return each one to his possession. So when it says that, for it is the jubilee, it is holy to you, you shall eat its increase out of the field. And this one, because in the last one, it didn't specify like an increase for like the 7 year thing. But in this jubilee, it does say increase. And the increase is the same as when they were talking about not harvesting from your trees, your fruit trees for 4 years, and then on the fifth year you would get an increase. I think on the fourth year you were supposed to give the whole harvest as an offering to the church or to God, to Jehovah, and then the fifth year would come with an increase. That's cool. I mean, it's cool. It says that the 50th year there's an increase just out of your fields. Well, I suppose you've been doing all the other stuff, though, too. God, could you imagine if that's an increase of the increase? Like, imagine if all your fields, you'd done all the other stuff, the 4 years, and gotten the increase. And I don't know if it's perpetually after that it stays increased. It was for that farmer. He said every year since then, his lemons have been huge. So he didn't have to keep repeating that four harvest thing. It was he did it the four times, and then that tree just from there on produced this wild fruit, right? Wild-sized fruit. So, yeah. Anyway, I kind of lost my train of thought there. And if you shall sell anything to your neighbor or buy from the hand of your neighbor, you shall not each man oppress his brother. By the number of years after the jubilee, you shall buy from your neighbor. By the number of the years of increase, he shall sell to you. According to the many years, you shall multiply its price. And by the fewness of the years, you shall diminish its price. For he is selling to you the number of crops, and you shall not oppress each man his neighbor, and you shall fear your God, for I am Jehovah your God. Yeah, that most all of that just lost me. You shall not, I get not oppressing each other. I don't understand by the number of years after the jubilee. Is that after, so like, is the jubilee every 50 years? Is it a repeating thing? And you shall do my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments, and shall do them, and you shall live on the land securely, and the land shall give its fruit, and you shall eat its satisfaction. You shall eat to satisfaction, and you shall dwell securely on it. And when you say, what shall we eat in the seventh year? For lo, we may not sow nor gather our increase, then I have commanded my blessing on you in the sixth year, and it shall produce the increase for 3 years. And you shall sow the eighth year, and shall eat of the old crop until the ninth year. Until the coming in its crops, you shall eat of the old. And the land shall not be sold in perpetuity, for the land is mine. For you are aliens and tenants with me. And you shall grant a redemption for the land and all the land of your possession. So much of that lost me. The part that didn't lose me was that no one can own the land, right? You have land in your possession, but you don't own it. So, in this sense, it would seem like you've been assigned a farmer, and therefore this land's in your possession. You have to keep working it. And, like, you're... your chore here is to do these things to get the increase. Weird. I mean, not weird, just, I mean, a way of life, I suppose. But yeah, they lost me here with all the amount of years there. 5 and 8 and... okay. Considering it's not something that I need to do, it's not something I'm going to retain, it's not pertinent, but... should in the future we end up in some dystopian state where this is necessary, then I hope somebody else remembers this. Somebody around me. If your brother has become poor and has sold his possessions, then his kinsmanship, or then his kinsman, redeemer, shall come, and he shall redeem the thing his brother sold. If your brother has become poor and has sold his possessions, then his kinsman redeemer shall come, and he shall redeem the thing his brother sold. What is a kinsman redeemer? Someone explain that to me. But when a man has no redeemer, and his own hand has reached out, and he has enough for its redemption, then he shall count the years since its sale, and shall give back the surplus to the man to whom he sold, and he shall return to his possession. And if his hand has not found enough to give back to him, then the thing he sold shall be in the hand of him who buys it until the year of Jubilee, and it shall go out in the Jubilee, and he shall return to his possession. What? So you can't own anything longer than just till the Jubilee. Is that what that means when the possessions all go back to somebody? So, like, what? It's almost like a Monopoly game that the board resets every 50 years. That is... I don't even understand. If everybody's just selling each other's stuff, don't you eventually end up with everybody having all the same stuff? Wouldn't it be necessary? I mean... Are you going to keep, you know, like, buying your buddy's wagon and then giving it back every year? Or do you just, like, do you just build your own wagon? I don't understand. Huh. And he shall return to his possession. Okay. And when a man sells a dwelling house in a walled city, then his nights of redemption shall be the end of the year from its selling date. His right of redemption shall be a year of days. And if it is not redeemed until a full year is completed, then the house in the walled city shall be established to perpetuity to its buyer throughout his generation. Throughout his generations, it shall not out in the Jubilee. It shall not out in the Jubilee. So it won't be something that he can get back in the Jubilee. So basically, if you sell a house... You've got a, what is that called? You got a whole year return policy. 1 year return policy. Any time in that year, you just be like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. But if you wait longer than a year, that sounds messy. And like, say somebody does do that, or you know what I mean? You're like, no, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just keep the house. Do you give back all the money? How does that work? Huh. But the houses of the villages, which have no walls all around, shall be counted as the field of the country. It may be redeemed, and it shall go out in the Jubilee. So there'd just be no point in ever buying a house outside of a walled city. No point at all. As to the cities of the... Does that also mean then that in this time... That land is just everybody, like, anywhere there was open space, you could just build a house then, and you'd possess it, and then if you needed to go somewhere for, like, 6 months, you could rent it to somebody, because essentially, that's all you could do. If it comes back to you every year at the Jubilee, or every 7 years, or every 50 years, I'm confused now. Every 7 years is it? No, every 50 years. Every 50 years, right? Yeah, the Jubilee was 50 years. What was the 7 years? I've just confused myself. I'm just going to keep going. I'll have to look this up later to remember, or to learn, I should say. Because I'm not remembering very well what I just read, what I just thought I learned. So, and it shall go out in the Jubilee. As to the cities of the Levites... Houses of the cities of their possession, the Levites shall have never-ending redemption. And that which is redeemed from the Levites, both the sale of a house and the city of his possession, and the city of his possession, shall go out in the Jubilee. For the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession in the midst of their sons of Israel. So they can't lose their place. You well, you want to be a Luddite. Even if your dad becomes like a drug addict and sells your home, you'll get it back before you die. You know? You just gotta stick it out and you'll get it back. Yeah. And the field, the open land of their cities, shall not be sold, for it is a never-ending possession to them. Yeah, you want to be a Levite this time. Boy, oh boy. And when your brother has become poor and his hand has failed with you, not sure what that means, then you shall uphold him. His hand has failed. Oh, he can't help you. He shall live with you, and as an alien and as a tenant, you shall take no interest from him or increase, and you shall fear your God. And the life of your brother is with you. So you just become fully responsible. He becomes your dependent. You shall not give money to him with interest, and you shall not give your food for increase. I am Jehovah your God, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt to give to you the land of Canaan, to become your God. And when your brother becomes poor with you, and he has been sold to you, that's what it says, you shall not lay on him the service of a slave. Oh, like he's indebted. You have to buy him out of like jail or something. He shall be with you as a hireling, as a tenant. He shall serve with you until the year of Jubilee. Then he shall go out from you, he and his sons with him, and shall return to his family. He shall even return to the possession of his father. But that's crazy. So, I mean, so the Jubilee's got to be 7 years, right? 7 years was just a Sabbath for the fields, I think. I think I got it all backwards. I think the Jubilee is 50 years. Because what if this happened 1 year after the Jubilee, right? 1 year after, and you have to buy your brother, so he's now your servant for 49 years? Is that how that would work? Am I reading that wrong? Because that's wild. And you can't even return to his family. Like, he's in your house. He's your tenant. He's like, I mean, did this happen? Did this kind of thing actually happen? Okay. For they are my servants, whom I have brought out from the land of Egypt. They shall not be sold with the sale of a slave. You shall not rule over him with severity, and you shall fear your God. In your male slave, in your female slave, whom you have from the nations who are all around you, you shall buy them as male slave or female slave. You also may buy of the sons of the tenants who are sojourning with you. Wait a minute, you may also buy of the sons of the tenants. I just knocked that book. It instantly makes me wonder if that, like, so if your brother's enslaved to you and he has a son there with like a slave girl, is that even something that could happen? Does that, and you can just buy that son, he'd just be a slave, it wouldn't really be your nephew? Maybe I'm thinking way too much about this. The tenants who are sojourning with you, excuse me, and of their families who are with you. Well, their family, which they have fathered in your land. Oh, so yeah, the ones they have fathered, wow. And they shall be a possession to you, and you shall take them for inheritance to your sons after you to hold for your possession. You may lay service on them forever. No, you can just pass them down if you die. You just pass them on down to your son. But on your brothers, the sons of Israel, one over another, you shall not rule over him with severity. And if lifts up a hand of an alien or a tenant with you, and your brother grows poor with him, and he sells himself to an alien, a tenant with you, or to the offshoot of the family of an alien, after he has been sold, there is a redemption to him. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle, or a son, or his uncle may redeem him. Son of his uncle, I'm sorry, or a son of his uncle. So his uncle, or a son of his uncle, his cousin, may redeem him. Or any of his fleshy relations of his family may redeem him. So any of your relatives. Or if his own hand has reached out to gain, then he may be redeemed. So if he comes across the money to pay off his debt. How does he sell himself? That just blows me away. There's a lot of talk about your brother selling himself. This it enough that it must have been a thing, right? Like, whose brother is just? Did you hear George sold himself to the Joneses down there again? Yeah, someone's gonna have to get him. I don't know how. Probably to pay off a gambling debt. You know how he is. You know how he, or you got like a drug debt, and now you're some idiot buys you so he can make you mow his lawn or something. He's like, this is great, and then you start like detoxing on his living room floor. Oh man. Anyway, yeah. Where was I? And he may be, if he reach out again, he may be redeemed. And he shall count with his buyer from the year of his being sold to him until the year of Jubilee, and the silver of his sale shall be the number of years. Oh, okay, so yeah, if there's 49 years left, then so it's got to be every 50 years, it's repeating, right? So you would owe 49 pieces of silver. As the days of a hireling, it shall be with him. Sorry, my throat, as I'm doing this, it's just getting more and more rough. Every time, it's weird. I can talk to everyone around me for hours without having to clear my throat, but it's just different when I'm doing this for some reason. I have all kinds of annoyances around me when I'm doing this for some reason. It's fun. Yeah. Do. As the days of a hireling, it shall be with him. Is that where I was? The sale by a number of years. Yeah. As the days of a hireling, it shall be with him. If there are yet many years, according to them, he shall give back his redemption from the silver of his purchases. Of his purchase. The redemption of this. Oh. So if it's a hireling, and let's say you bought him for $250, he can buy himself out for the 250 pieces of silver. And if you are left of the years, till the year of the Jubilee, then he shall count with him according to his years. He shall give back his redemption price. Huh. Maybe I'm wrong about, like, if it was 250, you just get 250 back. I'm not. Do you divide it? Are you dividing it by the years that are left? So if it was 250. No, that doesn't make sense because it would be cheaper the longer it was. From the silver of his purchase. And if fewer left of the years till the year of the Jubilee, then he shall count with him according to his years, he shall give back his redemption price. Okay, as a hireling, year by year he shall be with him, and he shall not rule him with severity before your eyes. When no one's looking, it's probably okay. Is that what that? And if he is not redeemed in this way, then he shall go out in the year of the Jubilee, he and his sons with him. For the sons of Israel are servants to me. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah, your God. All right, that's chapter 25 down. I'm going to stop there. We are at chapter 26. Boom, another one down. It's late. It's like 2:26 a.m. where I am, so I stayed up. I have to stay up really late to get as much quiet in the house as possible, because I got a kid and a dog that make continuous noise. So, until they're both asleep, I can't really do any of this. And then I'm just doing it in my living room. I abandoned trying to find a quiet place. So if you do hear like shifts in the noise, it's because there's the furnace is kicking on, or there's a fan in the bathroom that's on right now. Just different things that'll just pop on behind me, that I have no control over, and I don't even have time to care about. I'm trying to read as much as that fan just turned off. I'm trying to read as much as I can, every night, which is generally about a half hour. Some are right in there, and it seems to be about two chapters. Like I run into a short chapter and then a long one, or I'll get three like medium-sized chapters. It's weird. But yeah, and it's still just kind of very repetitive, so I'm hoping that we'll get into like more of a story kind of things. I think that'll flow a lot better, and I'll be able to go a lot farther in a half hour. I won't have to stop as much, or maybe I will. I don't know. Most of the time I'm stopping, it's because I'm just like, what is this talking about? But we're kind of just going over like a lot of rules. Like everything I've read since the beginning's just been kind of explaining how things are and how things are going to work. It's just been a whole lot of that. I haven't really gotten into the meat of what I guess, pertains to where we are now, or what would even kind of begin to, I don't think I even will till the New Testament either, so I really need to start cooking so I can get through the Holy Bible and just get into the New Testament. And hopefully that's not as repetitive. Maybe it is. Somebody's laughing because I said that, but yeah, I can't wait to get there. Then anywho, this one's done. I'll be back for the next. May God be with you. Goodbye.